Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hornsby strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Kyler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kyler. Dykes moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley bunts towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boley for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into right field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Kyler moves to third. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and has Cochran trapped. There's the throw to Hornsby, who tags Cochran for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. English hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Taylor and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 0 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. Kyler moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wahlberg. Kyler scores. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. Grimm moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimm tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-0, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. Root strikes out. Two outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. English hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Hornsby reaches third base with a triple. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 8-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 8-3, Cubs. George Burns pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley moves to third. It's 8-4, Cubs. Art Neff now pitching. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball. Haas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Wilson is chasing the ball. Haas rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Cubs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to second. It's Cubs, 8, Athletics, 8. Pat Malone now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller is hit by the pitch. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 10-8, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley strikes out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Pat Malone. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Cubs 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Carlson now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Haas bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Bishop trying to get to home. Stevenson throws the ball into Taylor who tags Bishop, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, English is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 8. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.